Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode. So today we want to talk about something that trips up a lot of pre-PAs. What to do when your letter of recommendation writer asks you to write your own letter of recommendation for them. So you know that you have to have at least 3 letters of recommendation for your CASPA application. You can have up to 5, and you finally mustered up the courage to ask your chosen people to write your letter of recommendation, but then they respond with, sure, no problem, go ahead and write it up and I'll sign it. So many pre-PAs go into a panic about this and ask us if it's okay. So yes, it's completely okay to write your own letter of recommendation and then have the person who has requested you to write it edit it before they submit it into CASPA. This is actually pretty common, and it's definitely not the worst thing to happen. In fact, it's pretty awesome because you can write your own letter of recommendation that tells PA schools exactly what you want them to know about you. So let's walk through how to handle if you are asked to write your own letter of recommendation. So first off, why in the world would somebody even do that? So don't take it personally. It's not that they don't like you or that they are not making the time for you. They're not trying to get off on trying to do it or think that you're unworthy of an authentic or genuine letter. Most likely they are swamped, right? So medical professionals are incredibly busy. If you are asking a PA, an MD, your supervisor at work, they may be just really busy. They may have a lot going on at work. If you're asking a professor, they may be right in the middle of a crazy hard semester and they have 4 courses they're teaching. Whatever the reason why, it's typically because they're just really swamped. They have a lot going on. Or it could also be that they're unsure of what to say. They're unsure of what PA schools want to know about pre-PA applicants. They're really wanting to make sure that they do a good job on it and that they do it correctly. Or maybe they believe that you are the best judge of your own strengths and think that you can do a better job than they can. Whatever the reason why, it's kind of an odd form of flattery, but it's a good thing. They trust your insight into your own journey and achievements, and they also trust that you're going to hold with integrity, that you are going to highlight your strengths, and give PA schools what you want them to know about you. So where to start? So the most important thing is to showcase your strengths in context. So your letter should reflect your strengths as they relate to the position or context in which the recommender knows you. So that's a mouthful, right? But for example, a professor or an academic reference would talk about things like, did you ace their class? Did you lead a group project? Did you demonstrate exceptional teamwork? Did you lead a group project? Did you help your peers with a difficult concept? If it's a healthcare or patient care position supervisor reference, They would attest to your strong clinical skills, your great bedside manners, how you work efficiently in fast-paced settings. These are examples of the gold nuggets you want to highlight in relation to the person who is writing your letter of recommendation and what that person has observed in you. So a clinical letter of recommendation writer would not attest to your academic abilities because they haven't been your professor, right? So that doesn't really make sense. So you need to make sure that what you write is in context to how and where the letter of recommendation writer has seen you and in that setting. Also, write about what PA schools need to know. So PA programs are looking for candidates who are not just academically capable, but also possess qualities like leadership and teamwork and empathy and a genuine commitment to not only the healthcare field and the PA profession, but also your future patients. So your letter should speak to these qualities through some concrete examples if you can. Let's talk about a few do's and don'ts. So you do want to be honest. So it's really tempting to inflate your achievements, but remember, you want to be authentic because that speaks volumes. So for example, I had a pre-med student ask me to write their letter of recommendation for their med school application. And I agreed, but I was really, really busy at this time. I was precepting students. I was teaching PA students at a PA school. I was working clinic. I was just totally swamped. And so I asked him to write his own letter of recommendation. And his letter was actually very good, except there were a few parts in there that I had to edit out because he wrote a few overinflated lines. Now, this guy is a really nice guy. He's going to be a great practitioner. He's going to be a great physician. But for example, one of his lines said, "This is the greatest man I've ever known." Well, you want to be very careful about overinflating yourself in your letter of recommendation because it doesn't seem authentic, right? And writing something like that doesn't seem particularly genuine for a letter of recommendation writer to write. It's kind of an odd thing that somebody might say. So just be careful about highlighting your strengths, but not overinflating it or exaggerating it. You also don't want to be modest, right? On the flip side of that, you don't want to be modest. Now's not the time to downplay your accomplishments. If you led a team, you say so. You say that you have exceptional team building and leadership skills. If your research contributed to a new understanding in that particular project, awesome. Definitely talk about it. If you have exceptional bedside manners and patients are always complimenting you or writing great reviews, then you definitely need to write about that too. So highlight your strengths, just don't exaggerate them. You also want to tailor the letter to the specific strengths and experiences that your letter of recommendation writer can vouch for. So again, you're going to consider what specific skills your letter of recommendation has actually seen you perform, and in that setting, which adds credibility to your letter of recommendation. So let's give you an example. Say your professor has asked you to write a letter of recommendation for yourself, and he or she will edit it. Let's also say that they saw you excel in one of their challenging courses, preferably a science prereq, and take on extra research responsibilities. Here's how you might translate that into a letter of recommendation. So after you do the intro, you could say something like, "I'm wholeheartedly recommending XYZ for admission to PA school. As a professor in this course and supervisor of a research project, I've witnessed firsthand their exceptional academics, intelligence, critical thinking, leadership abilities, dedication, et cetera, et cetera. You consistently demonstrate a deep understanding of complex topics. You go above and beyond the coursework requirements. You grasp difficult concepts quickly. You apply them in practical settings." So these are some of the examples that you could totally see a professor writing about a student that they are recommending for a professional and advanced degree and to get into PA school. And then you're just going to wrap it up with a conclusion saying that your letter of recommendation writer recommends you without reservation. Please don't hesitate to contact me for further information. So basically, when you're crafting this letter, you're going to personalize it with your name, obviously. You're going to personalize it with who the professor is. And then you're going to give it to your letter of recommendation writer and let them edit it, right? Let them tweak it. Most commonly, they actually add additional things in to highlight yourself better because you guys are so modest sometimes and you don't like to boast about your accomplishments and achievements. And then they will take that letter and then submit it onto CASPA. So all this to say, don't be put off if a letter of recommendation writer asks you to write your own letter of recommendation. As long as they are editing it and submitting it into CASPA themselves, then this is okay. And it's actually more common than you might think. Again, medical professionals are super busy and they don't want to turn down the opportunity to recommend you, but they also don't have time to write a strong letter, which gives you the opportunity to write a strong letter for yourself. So as long as they're editing it and submitting it themselves, totally fine. So we hope this helps you navigate when your letter of recommendation writer asks you to write your own letter. If you have any questions, of course, reach out, keep up all the amazing work. We start coaching an application to acceptance course tomorrow, which we cannot wait. We are going to put together your strongest application, make sure you're applying to the right schools, that your personal statement is exceptional, that it's captivating, that it catches the attention of PA schools, and that gets them so excited to invite you for an interview, that your CASPA paragraphs are strong, all the things to have your strongest application so that you can land interviews and get accepted. We will drop that link in the episode notes. We cannot wait to see you in application to acceptance course. We strongly recommend that you check that out and check out the testimonials on our Instagram in the highlights section. You can see all the people that have been accepted and impacted by application to acceptance course. And we cannot wait to get started on your application. Keep up all the amazing work and we'll catch you at the next episode.